Hello, welcome to Universal Soul Love. This is David Love. Today I have the lovely Seda Star on our show today. Seda's a Turkish-Australian author and dance performer, entertainer, someone I met at, Lana and I met at the Conscious Living Expo in Sydney a few weeks ago. Very excited to have Seda on our show today. Unfortunately, Lana can't be with us, but we're going to have an excellent show today with Seda. We're going to be talking about her dance routines, her emotional release, mind-body healing techniques in her book, and how she puts this all together to create a really unique performance for her audiences. And we'll be talking about her experiences and everything to do with emotional healing and really being your true self. And just really excited to have you, Seda. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Nice to be on your show too. What a beautiful presentation. I feel more abundance right now.
Great. Well, that's what this is all about. This is, you know, we're talking about really feeling positive and raising the vibration. That's what Universal Soul Love is really all about. We're talking about just really empowering people and trying to uplift humanity and raise the conscious vibration of the planet. And I know that's what you do. We saw your performance and we have a video out on YouTube, and it was a lot of fun being at the Conscious Living Expo with you and watching your routines and speaking with you and doing the video. And just we really had a good time. Lana and I actually got on stage with you and did a little bit of your routine.
Yeah, actually, you did it really well. That's why you can tell we are really connected. Because we all have the same, we are all in the same path, I believe. We are all have the same similar routines.
In a way, yeah, that's sort of a metaphor. Dance is sort of a metaphor. It's sort of like you're dancing through life. It's dance is sort of a just a graceful routine. It's the best way to do it without trying to get into too much conflict with the people and situations you encounter in life. So you're really sort of living it out. It's I could read your bio, but Seda's actually here with me, so I think you could actually just tell us about how you got started in dance and what you do and a little about yourself for our audience.
I tell as much as I can, but it's going to be a very actually simple one. I started dancing in my mommy's tummy.
Okay, I think we all did that. That's always the way we start, right?
But seriously, my mom actually was, I'm going to say my birthday. I was born on the 1st of January, but that's it. My mom actually, she was in disco. Seriously.
Disco.
Yeah, disco. She was dancing.
Really?
Yeah, around 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, she got the labor. I was born. I am serious.
So you really were born dancing into life.
Yeah, actually,
What a great way to come in.
I don't know if I mentioned here, she passed away 2 months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but she was a singer. She was a dancer, but I was born as a dancer. So
You actually were. Yeah.
So I am the dance.
You are the dance. That's right. That's your book, I Am the Dance, and
I tell you some of
an
course.
affirmation.
Yeah. Later on, of course, I was born in Istanbul. Yeah. And then I have continued, I have been dancing since I was 3 years old, I should say. Professionally, I have started dancing when I was 13, around 14 years old. And then later on, I attend with the one of the really, there are big stars, dancing stars in Turkey with the dancing group. And I was one of the specialized dancers in breakdancing.
Breakdancing. I remember those
Breakdancing.
days in the 80s.
Yeah, and I
Yeah.
was in love with Michael Jackson.
Okay, a lot of people were,
Yeah,
for
and Michael
sure.
Jackson was my favorite, and I always do moonwalk, and it's like,
Okay, wow.
and I was actually wishing to see him before he passed away. Anyway, so also my favorite movie was, I don't know, I just went into somewhere else, but the Flashdance.
Oh, Flashdance, right. So you're really inspired. This has really been your passion your entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all, a lot of us remember Flashdance.
Yeah. So anyway, so I was with this dancing group, and then I was the, I was one of the best break dancer and belly dancer in the group.
That's right, you're a belly dancer. That's your, that's how you got started. That's your background, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's pretty unique.
So you
did a bit of an infusion with that.
Yeah, look, my heart is in the, as I was saying before in the other interview with you, I'm a freestyle of dancer, but I'm fourth generation specialized dancing in the Turkish family from my great grandma, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So basically this explains a lot, but I love break dancing, I like freestyle of dancing, and I am a just moving, dancing, moving in free person. So I just don't like to be locked in one move.
Sure, you've opened yourself up to all kinds of new ideas and concepts and dance, and you're not limiting yourself to just what you started out with, which I think is really important that you expand on what you've learned, and that gives you true freedom. That's what dance is really all about, is freedom. So why not take whatever you feel you want to do. That's what it's all about. That's the freedom of dance.
Dancing actually helped me to go through life. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's we are coming that way, but before then, I have additional to this as well. Like, I was modeling and acting beside right. that too. But they all come, even when I was modeling, I was still opening a catwalk show with my dancing and closing with the dancing show. So it was always dance included.
And you look like, I can tell this was a fun memory for you because you're smiling and you're really, you look like you have fond memories of this, and obviously you're still really enjoying all of this. I've seen you perform in your videos, so.
Thank you. You know what they used to call me?
I don't know.
They used to call me Spider Woman.
Oh, really?
I used to do a lot of jumping up and down and doing some acrobatic moves, which I am not doing those things anymore.
Well, it's not, was it sort of acrobatics? A lot of...
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, it sounds like a lot of fun anyhow.
I can continue if you like my dancing life. I have more to come.
I'm sure that we'll be going into all that. I also know you wrote a book. And you've incorporated a lot of mind body healing techniques into your dance, and that's what this is really all about. And of course, that's why you were at the Conscious Living Expo, demonstrating how you've incorporated positive affirmations into your dance routines, which and your practices, which I think is wonderful. Because when I started out writing my book, and even going through my own journey. In my meditations, I incorporated affirmations, positive affirmations in my meditations. So it's basically self-hypnosis, and I am a hypnotist. So I totally understand what you're doing, and I think it's really exciting when you say, I am the dance, I am the angel. You know, you're really reprogramming your subconscious mind to become that which you really want to be in life and the reality that you want to create. And you're actually... physically creating that with your dance. You're actually creating that energy, mind and body. You're resonating that energy in your body and really pushing it out there, which is really exciting. It's a really exciting idea. And positive affirmations did a lot for me. It was really, really, really important in my own growth and in my own insights, and connecting with my higher self and really gaining confidence and finding my inner power, personal power. And that's what you're doing. You're actually physically, visually showing people your personal power through your dance. And just want to thank you for that.
Yes, thank you. I would like to take to that. Actually, I would like to talk about a little bit other things that when I came to Australia, I did, if you are interested. I'm sure you are.
Absolutely, yeah, I want to hear it.
You know, like my dancing life in Turkey, of course, I was dancing all my life there. But later on, I moved to Australia 19 mm-hmm. years ago. And then when I came to Australia, I was seeing aerobic soul style on Channel 10.
Okay.
If you remember those aerobic girls on the Channel 10, and they looking very fit, looking great.
Sure.
Yeah, and then I said, oh my God, they're quite good. And I used to get up every morning and I want to do these movements, you know. And then I said, I can combine aerobic belly dancing. Like, because I always been a movement person.
Right.
And then very aerobic person, of course, as well. So I visualized that. Then quickly, because I was fast, I create aerobic belly dancing. And as soon as I put in my mind, I visualized it. Somehow I have a phone call from Channel 10, mm-hmm. Aerobic Soul Style. Actually, Harry Michaels, who on the show, he called me and said, look, we heard that you're going to do this DVD, you're going to do these TV shows and so on. I'd like to have a meeting with you. So this was it. So we got the meeting and then he said, can you do this TV show for me? So I got on Channel 10. And then a couple of years, like whatever, we did the TV shows and we did the... This was all about my creation of aerobic belly dancing.
Mm-hmm.
But
great idea.
You know what? The reason actually I went back from what you were saying about healing movements, you know, my book, I went back to past to say something. So basically, I did all this aerobic or style belly dance fitness, aerobic belly dancing workout. I felt something was missing. Mm-hmm. I didn't like, because I'm very much a deeper person.
Sure, absolutely.
And then I feel like anyone can put the dress on and put makeup on and looking good and they can go there and dance for just 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
But what about underneath that?
You want to feel it inside of you and you want to feel it on a deeper level. And
yeah.
And I think that's really, it's really unusual. I mean, not a lot of people do that. Not a lot of people are really looking deep inside themselves. Certainly a lot of dancers feel it and they feel very passionate about it and they feel very excited about it. And it shows, but you're doing something very different. You're really looking at the soul level of the dance. You're looking at the spiritual level. You're adding spirituality to your dance routine.
There is a reason for it.
Absolutely. Like, there's a reason for everything. You're certainly... You're here for the world to show them this. This what it looks like, an emotional release technique that you've sort of developed. And your website is sedastar.com, right?
Yes.
And
sedastar.com.
We can, our listeners can find your book there.
Oh yes, definitely. Do we have more time?
Oh yep, we have plenty of time.
Of course. Well, I'm kind of, going back again, past. I'm going back to past.
Oh, that's okay.
Look, you know, there is a reason what's happened in the past. And then I just decided to, I can be that glamorous person and doing aerobic belly dancing, things on TV. I am a fun fitness person as mm-hmm. much as I am very deep connected person as well. But I just want to actually get out there and I said something is missing. I need to go in a deeper level with myself as well, because I used to go through some stuff with myself.
As everyone does.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all have these issues. You can talk about anything you want.
Yeah.
Whatever you're comfortable with. This is a very casual show. So
yeah. You know. Look, you know, I had a trauma in the past when I was little. And then I can tell, actually, I am actually so gifted, I should say. And they're very excited that I always love dancing. That's why dancing saved my life. And then I dance through life. Mm-hmm. And then later on, I always dance on the stage looking good. And then, but when you are off the stage, the feeling was changed. Like, you know, I always dance. I feel good when I'm dancing, but you cannot dance 24/7. Mm-hmm. So I realized actually around 10, 11 years ago when I was going through, when my mind stuck, mm-hmm. I did the Dr. John DeMartini seminar. You know Dr. John DeMartini?
I think I've heard of him. I'm not sure.
He's from The Secrets.
Oh, yes, of
Dover,
course.
Right? Yes,
yeah, well, I know Bob. I've spent some time with Bob Doyle and Rose from The Secret. They're friends of ours. I know Bob well. So.
Yeah. I did John Dr. DeMartini breakthrough seminar, and then
I do remember him. Yes, from The Secret. Yes,
he's so special for me. I love him actually. I love him with the soul and the spirit. Is, you know, anyway. I do love him, everybody else. You know, he endorsed my book.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a great book, but it was a life-altering book for many people. And Bob Doyle's a great guy as well. And Lynn Rose as well. Partner. They're wonderful people, and she's helped us quite a bit. She's been on our show as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's a performer and an entertainer.
What's her name again?
Lynn Rose.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So what I was saying, mm-hmm. when I did the John's seminar, mm-hmm. and I realized actually... I said to him, I said, John, look, I have this problem. I'm going through some stress, panic attacks and so on. And he said to me, look, some part of your life, you were depressed, you were stressed, you were stressed. And I could tell actually 70% of my body, my life, I was dancing through life. But when I was dancing, I was just dancing. When I walk away from dancing, which we have to have a normal living life, you know, we have daily life, when your mind stuck, whatever happened in the past, in that situation,
right?
You're not free.
It's like a prison.
You are only free when you are dancing, when you are free.
Right. It's when you come out of that mode and you come back to the daily tests and challenges of life, and you start to feel stuck again and trapped by those things that hit you all the time. And it's really a battle in our minds too, which is what I think you're saying. And so what you did is you took the dance and became the dance. You put it into your daily life, and that empowered you. You became your true self, your genuine self, your authentic self. You became the dancer that you are. In your mind, and in your body, and in your spirit, you combine them all, and that's what it sounds like you're saying. And it's, and you know, putting affirmations with creative visualization is very, very, very powerful, and that's what self-hypnosis really is visualizing what you'd like your reality to become, along with those word affirmations. So when you're meditating, which is basically hypnosis, you're saying, you're in your mind, you're looking and you're thinking, you're seeing yourself as this powerful dancer or whatever it is you want your reality to become. And you're saying to myself, I am this all the time. And it's that positive affirmation that becomes a belief for you, and it becomes you, and it becomes your reality, it becomes your life, and you now operate that way, and you resonate that way with other people, and it's the thoughts become reality sort of theory or principle, and it's very, very powerful, and it works well, and I've seen it myself. And
can I ask you actually this question?
Sure, you can ask.
I mean, how long you been affirmating?
Well, I guess I don't know if I do it as much as I used to, you know? I mean, once it becomes sort of a pattern for you, you know, you lose that self-defeating pattern, and you start that new programming takes the place of the old. And so you start developing new habits and routines, and you start living your life that way. I think you know that. And so I did it for several years. I mean, I meditated regularly for several years, and I still do. And I also did mindfulness. Mindfulness is living in the moment. It's like meditating in the moment, so that you're always mindful of having the reality that you want, the life that you want, doing what you want, being what you want, and living it out, you know, living that dance, dancing through life in the moment, because the moment is your center of power, where you're creating reality. So it's all happening right here, right now, as we speak. You're creating life, our life, the life that we want. And that's important that everyone knows that.
So you know exactly where I'm coming from.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners do too, because we're speaking to the spiritualist community and the activist community, and they're out there doing it. Most of our audience is out there doing exactly what we're doing. Mm. And we're just trying to spread the word and put it out there to people who don't know, and encourage those who are doing it to keep going, because we still have our days when we feel down, and I'm sure you do.
Going up and down.
Absolutely.
This is all the challenges, and we have to dance through the challenges in life.
That's the gracefulness of it all. It's
dance to empower, dance to challenge.
Right.
Move the mind and move the body to dance through life. That's what I say.
I talked to Lana about this once. You know, I took martial arts for a long time as a teenager and early adulthood, and martial arts, it's really a confidence building practice, but it's not about fighting. It's about self-discipline, and it's even more than that. It's a spiritual practice, the right type of martial arts, and it's about drills and just teaching your body, just like in dancing, to do an automatic response. And when somebody strikes you, you don't stand there and take the punch in the face or in the body. You actually might move to the side and block it, and the energy of their strike goes. It's very circular, like Karate Kid. You're not engaging directly with the opponent or the competitor or whatever it is. You're actually, it's very graceful, like dance. My instructor, my sensei, once said, the best block is to simply get out of the way. If somebody throws a punch at you, you don't even block it. You actually just step to the side, and the kinetic energy of their punch actually throws them out of the way. So it's and eventually you don't even have to have conflict, because you have enough energy. You have enough confident energy that you don't feel it's necessary to be in conflict, because you're not in conflict in your mind anymore, and you're not in conflict with the world, and therefore your world views and your reality changes that way as a result. Most martial artists never get into fights or conflict. I'm not saying, like I said, we all have our tests and challenges, and we have our arguments with our partners and our family members from time to time, and people that we meet, but we try to minimize that. We try to be mindful and
not punch them.
For sure. Yeah, that's definitely want to avoid that. That never has a good outcome. You've always got to think about the positive outcome that you really want, what you really want to see happen, and try to work towards that. So,
do you mind I go back to past again?
Go. We can always revisit. Like, we can always revisit the past.
They say, you only go forward. You only look back if you look back. It makes you to go forward.
I understand that. I'm a certified past life regressionist. I'm a past life regressionist. I know all about the past.
You know what I mean?
I do, unfortunately, sometimes.
I was, actually, I was going to come that wonderful of you, David. So I was going to talk about the book, but you already spoken about the book, but how I read that book, which I have expressed myself that I had a trauma in the past, and then dancing saved my life, and then I continue dancing as a professional professionally in the group. Of course, I have started dancing when I was three, but the profession was 13, and then I was in the different groups, and then I was modeling, acting, and so on. And then aerobic soul style team here on Channel 10, and the breakthrough course with the John Dr. DeMartini made me to drop my penny. The penny was, what was the penny? So I
expression.
Pardon. I said to myself, yes, I got something from this I really like that. John really woke me up. I said, John, why I cannot express my feelings? Why this? Why that? Like I've been, as I said, I've been dancing through life, but I realized actually I wasn't good in expressing my feelings because I was confused, mind confused, everything confused, but dancing wasn't confused, which is great. I say, sugar, I have to take care of that part and I have to look in that part. So then I learned to communicate with my mind, which is like, you know, meditation.
Sure.
And then I go get a help with the professionals, you know, energy healing and so on. And then I learned to actually speak my feelings properly. That's what I have actually learned from the John, Dr. DeMartini.
Sure.
That's what I realized. I couldn't express my feelings. Like, then how you can become a complete person?
Right, a whole person, sure.
Like how? Yeah, so...
I understand. I did the same thing. I expressed myself through my writing. I expressed my feelings through my writings for years, and I still do it, of course. That's what my posts are all about. I'm sure you've seen those.
Yeah.
I'm very sort of expressive that way. I write what I like, and I send them out in my images, my photos on the social networks. But, it's very important because communication is
your
really...
Your English is better than mine.
Well, you know, I had an advantage, I guess, growing up in America. But
I need some editing on my one.
that's okay. I was just going to say that communication is all about communication with yourself, no matter what language it's in. It's all about getting to know yourself on a deeper level, really. And it's all mental, you know, it's all internal. Mm-hmm. It's all looking inside yourself and exploring your thoughts and feelings. That's how we get to where we are. That's the most important thing is, you know, how do you communicate with yourself? Because if you can communicate with yourself better and get to know yourself better, your thoughts and feelings, then you're going to communicate with other people better, hopefully, and have better relationships with people, hopefully, and through the process, and that's the awakening process, that's our journey. And that sounds like that's what you did, which is great, and I hope that's what other people do as well, in whatever way they do it, and takes a cue from you, and learn something as you did from John Martini and
wonderful. I started first actually when I saw him on the stage saying I'm a genius, I apply my wisdom. He's saying all these positive words. It's like, oh, what a great verse. And I'm hearing it, and I heard from Louis Hay, and then I'm hearing everybody's saying all these positive affirmations. Then I went into affirmations beside my dancing. And then I can tell how much, yes, like yourself, helped me. Affirmations and the...
Absolutely.
It's so powerful. And I fell in love with the affirmations. You can tell. Sorry, I lost my voice. I got so excited. I fell in love with the affirmations. I fell in love already with my dance long time ago. Mm. So then affirmations. Because I know how... healed my mind, you know, so I could be really more free. And then I said, oh my God, all right, this is what I'm going to do. Why those affirmations are not having movements? Because as I am the movement and I am the dance, I just felt like something missing, like I have to do some movements with these affirmations.
It's like you program the affirmations in your body. It's like you're an affirmation in motion. And I guess that's why you say, I am the angel, I am the dance. It's because you're like a positive affirmation on stage when you're performing, which maybe you're programming it right into your body. Yeah, right into your DNA. Right into your DNA, maybe. Who knows? That's a very interesting concept that you've come up with. I'm not saying you're the only one, but certainly your technique is
I thought
very,
I was the one.
Well, you are the dance. You are the dance, yes. But you know, I'm sure other people have tried different things. You're very unique in the way that you go about it, and the way that you you come across is very special and very powerful. It's very it's very exciting the way I saw you do that. You are the only one for the way that you do that, for sure.
Thank you so much. Yeah. So I have decided that something missing. I said, I am going to create some movements for these affirmations to make it more with the feeling more empowering. Then I go in the feelings and I create those moments and I felt so good about it. I said, oh, next step, I am going to teach these people. But you, as you were mentioned today, just before today, I share them in my book, all my movements.
Okay.
And the affirmations, they are in the book. I would like to say more, but I'm just kind of so many things to share. Like, I'm kind of going beyond.
Well, should we take a 2-minute break?
And, yes, of course.
So we can sort of just regroup here and see if we can, what else we can come up with. I think we only have about 10 minutes left, but that's okay. We'll just see if we can get our wonderful producer to put something on for us for a minute. And if not, we'll just keep going. That's okay, too. We don't have that much time left anyhow.
Of course.
I think one of my favorite affirmations is just that I'm being the best person I can, and I'm doing the best that I can. And I like that because I like personal growth. I like the idea that, you can at any moment, really, that expression, turn over a new leaf, and you can sort of leave the past behind in a sense, because we're creating our life and our reality right now. That's where personal growth comes in. It enables us to just start from right now, and with the power of choice and with free will, we can do whatever we want in any moment. We can just create the life we want. And so, I feel that just, it's that sort of idea that we're perfectly imperfect, knowing that we can always do better, spiritual evolution. And sort of, I started out with affirmations, and as I kept meditating over the years, I started to develop that sort of higher connection, to my higher source. And it's interesting when you say higher source, because it's really inside of you. It's the spiritual plane, but it's really the inner plane. And it's that, the inner plane and the spiritual plane is that place when you close your eyes and you visualize. And my writing started, of course, expanding. It started, I started getting new ideas from my inner guides or whatever, and developing new insights about life and revelations.
Can I add something?
Absolutely, yes, go ahead.
From that space also you can dream clearly, and even your dreams are guiding you too, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. That's not one of my bigger skills or whatever, but a lot of people have that. A lot of people can do lucid dreaming, they can do all kinds of things with their dreams, they get all kinds of visions that way, and
I see the numbers and I play lotto.
Right, you never know. I can do all kinds of things in life. I guess the sky's the limit, unlimited possibilities.
Oh my god. Dave, what I would like to look, affirmations is, I'm crazy about affirmations. Mm-hmm. You know
that. Sure. Louise Hay was big with that. That's a lot of people. Instrumental for, inspired a lot of people that way with Hay House and a lot of authors. Yeah.
The good things is that also I am one of them, one of you guys. And then what is, would you mind to say, my products are the individual of them, they all have affirmations on them. I'm that much crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I have a book, and I have some other products too that I name individual of my products with the affirmations. Example, I have meditation massage candle.
Okay.
Non-toxic, organic. I said, right. I am the healer.
Okay.
So the actually candle heals. Candle is the healer. I am Seda, I am the healer. You know what I mean? The other one, I have, what do you mean? I am Seda, I am the regeneration.
Okay, great idea. Sure, so it's your, sort of putting your energy into these products and sort of really making them come to life. Mm. Yeah, is it like Seda dance and Seda aerobics and... Is that part of it? I think I read that in your bio. Yeah.
So also, if
you
buy an individual like of my products, I'm not selling anything.
No. Why not?
Anyway, so let's say you got my candle. All mm-hmm. right. I am Seda. I am the healer, and then you burn this candle, of course.
Okay.
50 hours. And at the back of my candle, it says, I am the healer in my mind. I am the healer in my body.
Okay. Oh, that's a great idea.
You know what I mean?
Sure. And that's a lot like, because I call myself a mystic. I study mysticism, which is the study of metaphysics and the study of consciousness and that sort of thing, metaphysical philosophy. But ancient magic was about, which did a lot of the secret societies studied, ceremonial magic or ritual magic, you know, had a lot, they had props, they had candles and spell casting, but that's basically what you're talking about. Spells are basically affirmations with props, with the candles, and it's more like focusing your affirmation on this object. And there's power in the object, but the power is truly in your mind and in the words you speak in creating the reality that you're trying to do. If I'm the healer, if you're trying to heal someone with a candle, you're sort of putting your intention out there and you're almost focusing on the flame of the candle and the candle burning. I guess it makes it a more solid thought and it really brings it to life. So that's really good. Yeah. And that does work. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I think that's been proven throughout history that's how they've done that. So it's a great idea.
So I'm quite excited. I think it's all these feelings coming from the past in the ancient time to me.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Again, past lives. I know about past lives.
I am the past. I'm the present. I am the future.
True enough.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all one. It is. It's true on the spiritual plane. And in reality, it's all... We're just in the moment. The present moment is all there really is. It's all there ever is.
Please tell me some of your affirmations.
Some of my affirmations. I don't know. I've written quite a few. I used to send out posts that way sometimes with affirmations. There's a few out there from maybe a year ago. But I often just, they're sort of mental for me. I sort of just, really, like I said, I'm doing the best I can. I'm being the best person I can possibly be.
Yeah.
My affirmations used to be very simple initially. It used to just be, I am powerful. You know, I am successful. I am my true self. I am happy. I think that's really basic. I am happy.
There's because things you read my mind.
You know, just simply because happiness is not out, you know, if we're talking about inner reality and outer reality or whatever, you know, inside and outside, when you're closing your eyes, that's your inner personal reality. And there's this outer reality, everything outside of us that's outside of our mind. And so emotions are inside of you. Happiness is inside of you. Even fear is inside of you. Fear is not in the world. Fear is not in an angry bear or war or anything else. Fear is not. Fear is produced from within you always.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you want to get eaten up by an angry tiger. You're probably going to want to run. So fear does serve a very limited purpose. But happiness is not in another person. It's not in a relationship. It's not even in a beautiful sunset. The happiness is the feeling within you. And so when you say, I am happy, you're generating that happiness within you and you're seeing the outer reality life as happy. You're feeling happy and you're perceiving life as happy. And so it's an interesting relationship with your personal reality and the outer reality, how your emotions tend to make your life that way.
Can I add three affirmations?
Absolutely, give us your affirmations.
I think all the affirmations, all the happiness in the future, beautiful life, coming life in the future, I said, I think is the most important things first in the present. Just is we have to say to ourselves, you know, believe, just say, I am healthy, I am healthy, I'm mm-hmm. healthy, I'm healthy. And then the next two affirmations are very important for me, mm-hmm. my opinion, because I had some, some more things happen in the past. Please buy my book then. I'm not going to say everything.
Sure.
But do you even remember the name of my book? Should I say it?
I do. Please, and tell everyone where they can buy it.
Yeah, my name of my book, I am, sorry. Name of my book, I am Seda, I am the dance.
Yes.
And you can, of course, get it from my website, www.seda*star*. Star is you. Star is me. Star is everywhere in the sky. SedaStar.com. You can get my book from there and in the internet. But I'm going to actually add these two more affirmations that are really important.
Okay.
I am thankful everything. I'm thankful for everything in my life. And I am appreciating everything what I have.
That's very important. Gratitude and appreciation are important. And interestingly, the I am in philosophy, my mystical philosophy, or in a lot of others, the I am is consciousness. That's in the Bible and in many religions. I think God, the creator of the universe, says, I am that I am, just like Descartes said. I think, therefore I am, because consciousness is I am, because consciousness, which is what we all are, and it's in all things, in my view, my belief system, has no meaning. It has no gender, it has no name, it has nothing. It collects all of these things in life as it experiences life through us. Mm-hmm. The Creator experiences life through us as we're going through life, and it becomes these things. So the I am, the consciousness, the universe, is I am, and it becomes those things. So when you say I am, you're becoming the powerful co-creator of reality in the universe. And that is the most powerful thing you can ever do, is to realize that you are a powerful co-creator of life, of reality, of the universe. You are creating your world, your life. And it's resonating out to others. That's the I am. I am happy. I am whatever. I am successful. I am prosperous. I am healthy. I am protected. I am powerful. I am all these things. I am the creator. I am the universe. I am the angel, whatever it is you want to say.
I was just about to say
absolutely,
angel.
Yes.
You took her.
Yeah. And what's interesting is that most people have had some traumatic experiences. And even me, we've all had them. There's no more lies. These are the things that we actually need to explore and come to terms with. And we've had traumatic past lives, if you believe in reincarnation or childhoods. And we all take them different ways. In the legal system, we call it the thin skull doctrine. What's traumatic to you may not be traumatic for someone else. But we got to come to terms with those things.
I am going to say one thing I'm going to add to that, to past, to present. I'm going to say, I am the karma cleanser.
Nice, I like that. We need to get rid of that karmic debt. So we've only got 1 minute left, so I just want to thank you so much for coming here in person and being on our show today. And at the last minute, we put this together at the last minute.
Wow.
So this was really fast-paced. But this was a great show. Thank you so much, Seda Star. Lovely to have you on our show today.
I thank you so much to you as well. It is very nice and wonderful to be in your show. And then I am looking forward to see you again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And thank you for tuning in to Universal Soul Love. This is David Love. We'll see you next time. Take care.